Welcome back to the Midday Show. And oh my gosh, what an honor it is for me. People that listen to me and the Midday Show know that I guess I'm a film guy, for lack of another term. It's my great pleasure to welcome music supervisor for countless remarkable films, Randall Poster.
Hi,
He
how are you?
is. Hey, Randall, thank you. Thank you for coming on the Midday Show. It's a pleasure. Randall is one of the most highly sought after music supervisors in the film and television industry. His unparalleled taste and extensive musical knowledge has bolstered the work of some of the most innovative film directors of the last two decades. I mean, I could mention some of the films he worked on, but we're going to get to that anyway, Randall, right? Because we're going to talk about the series at the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington in a moment. The Triplex Cinema has announced a special series featuring noted movie and television music supervisor Randall Poster. The series runs from May 9th through May 11th with two film screenings each day. Randall served as music supervisor on three of the films in the series, and these three films are among his most important inspirations. Each film will include a talk back either before or after the film. That makes sense. Go to thetriplex.org right this. Well, wait till we're done talking, then go directly to thetriplex.org to purchase tickets for what will no doubt be an outstanding series. Thank you for coming on again, Randall.
Sure, my pleasure.
Where are you at the moment?
I'm in my office in New York City.
In New York City. Okay, very nice. Well, we're looking forward to having you up in the Berkshires.
Looking forward to it.
Well, it really is a great pleasure. I didn't have the opportunity to mention to you that on a daily basis, I have a segment on my, during the radio station day where I do a segment called The Film Club, where I choose a soundtrack every week. It's a different
Nice.
soundtrack every week. I play a song off the soundtrack, and then I talk a little bit about the film
Great.
each of those 5 days. And I was looking through the films you've been a music supervisor on, and I think I've done all yours, which just means you're remarkable.
Guess.
You've been an associate. Tell me a little bit before we get started on the series, which again is going to take place at the Triplex from May 9th to May 11th. Tell me a little bit how you got into this work.
Well, I was always obsessed with music and with movies. And growing up in New York City, there was sort of great opportunity to indulge in both. And somehow I found myself a college graduate without any real plan for the future and realized I better figure something out. So a
Right.
friend of mine and I wrote a script about a college radio station. And it was sort of at that moment when college radio was becoming alternative music, and it was sort of made under the specter of the Reagan presidency, and sort of underscored the kind of erosion of the values of the 1960s youth movement. And we wrote this script. It was called A Matter of Degrees. And long story short, we made this movie independently. We developed it at the Sundance Lab, and we made the movie in came out in 1990, did a soundtrack with Atlantic Records, and realized then that what I really wanted to do was to work with great film directors. And basically, the movie that I produced and wrote was a bit of a calling card. We had a lot of great musical moments in it, and somehow, one thing after another, kind of that's what happened. And I met Wes Anderson. I'd gone to school with Christine Vachon and Todd Haynes. And
Oh,
so
so were you also studying semiotics then? Can I guess?
I was not, I lasted about 20 minutes in semiotics.
That's how they met.
Todd and Christine are much smarter than I am.
Oh.
But we kind of, a group of us kind of grew up making movies together, and I was fortunate enough that my peers just kept making movies. So, that was sort of the foundation of my career, and also what has kept me busy all these years.
I'll say, but we're going to mention some of the films that we're going to see at the Triplex, because These aren't just and but I well, before I get to that, I also want to mention Todd Haynes, one of these sort of brilliant filmmakers who is not in front of the camera, that doesn't seek attention. So a lot of people may not know his face or his name as much as they may know some of the films he's made. Is that fair to say?
No, I mean, I think Todd is pretty well renowned around the
Well,
world.
among in the film industry, absolutely. I'm just
Well,
talking
Todd, I
to.
guess most notably, the projects I did with Todd include Velvet Goldmine and I'm Not
Right.
There,
Sure.
and a bunch after that.
And it's interesting too, it just occurs to me, this is a guy, Todd Haynes, who's run into a number of problems regarding using music in his films. So it's kind of a curious thing. So
Right,
is
you're
he
talking about the Karen Carpenter story.
for sure that.
Yeah.
And then the Velvet Goldmine was remade because he couldn't get use of David Bowie songs.
Well, that, I mean, if you want to get into that story, we can.
Okay, come on, bring
Yeah,
it
no, well, so,
on.
Todd had written Velvet Goldmine with the notion that we were going to use these various David Bowie songs as sort of the repertoire of our main character. And then after a lot of thoughtful conversation and deliberation, the Bowie people kindly begged off, and sort of David Bowie was intent on, at that time, of perhaps doing his own sort of Ziggy Stardust movie.
I see.
And so we very quickly transitioned away from that, which I was actually kind of happy about, and in the sense that I thought it would be more interesting if we had original music for the character's repertoire. And very soon after, Nathan Larson and Craig Wedren, who were in a band called Shudder to Think, wrote two songs that I think really make the movie.
Oh, it's still thoroughly enjoyable, and the music is fantastic there, right in the glam genre. Yeah.
Yes.
So, some of the films that we're going to be able to see in the series include Sofia Coppola's Somewhere. We've got you mentioned Wes Anderson, your longtime relationship with him, Grand Budapest Hotel, School of Rock, which is Richard Linklater, one of my favorites. And is it you worked on American Graffiti? You
Yeah,
can't go that
Richard.
far back. I know roughly how old you are.
Yeah, I go that far back. I mean, I started to go to movies very early.
So it's not necessarily all these aren't films you contributed to, but ones you've chosen for their soundtracks.
Yeah, I mean, I would say American Graffiti was a movie that
Oh yeah.
and inspired me and sort of made me understand that somebody was putting music into these movies. And tried to find some correlation between the films and the double bill. So Somewhere in Budapest Hotel, both set in hotels, American Graffiti and School of Rock, set in schools, or the last day of school, I guess, or over the summer after school, as far as American Graffiti is concerned. And then, we thought it would be great to show Mean Streets, which inspired all of us in terms of how we use music in movies. And
Yeah.
then Wolf of Wall Street, which I was lucky enough to work on with Mr. Scorsese.
Amazing. I think I'm going to do Wolf of Wall Street for my film club based on our conversation.
Okay, cool.
That's one I have not done yet. But it's interesting. American Graffiti, as you talk about it, it occurs to me, not only was it like one of those early soundtracks which became such a best-selling album, right? It was an early blockbuster, and it almost single-handedly revitalized the whole 50s music,
Yeah,
and the
well, I
50s
mean,
as
that's
a
really for me seeing the power of American Graffiti, where you really thought that, a film could be the means for time travel, right? So that period of time really was made vivid to me by virtue of all this music that a lot of which, as a preteen, I didn't really know, but came to love. And that's a film that has no film score. It's completely driven by songs.
Well, again, it may have been an influence, but you have had your hands on, also we'll mention Hugo, The Aviator, Boardwalk Empire, Meet the Parents,
All three Hangovers.
all three Hangovers, as if one wasn't enough. How many times do you have to have a hangover?
Yeah.
Till You Learn. My goodness. And so many other really remarkable films. You will be at the Triplex then.
I'll be there. I'll be there all that weekend. Just say hello to
Fantastic.
all the film lovers
Yes.
in the Berkshires.
Right. Well, you and I, we share this love of both music and film. Those are the folks that I think, may turn up in numbers, because
I hope
when
so.
done right, and I'm referring to some of your soundtracks, it is, an amazing experience, to say the least. All right, so thanks so much for coming on the Midday Show today. And again, I'm going to mention that Randall Poster will be at the Triplex Cinema in Great Barrington from the 9th through the 11th.
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, you'll be there all
So,
weekend then.
somewhere in Budapest Hotel is Friday. American Graffiti and School of Rock is Saturday. And then Mean Streets and Wolf of Wall Street is Sunday.
All right, great. Well, thanks again, and I hope I have another opportunity to talk to you
I'd
soon.
love it.
Me
I'd love
too.
it.
Me
Thanks so
too.
much.
Thank you. And since we have you here, why don't we throw to a song that is from one of your soundtracks? Here is T-Rex with Ballrooms of Mars from the School of Rock soundtrack. It's the Midday Show, 98.1 KZE.